Let us bring in Mike Causey and let us check sports this morning. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So ask me how my morning started. How'd your morning start? Well, first of all, I had trouble getting to sleep last night, but I finally got to sleep about 11:30. And then I got a call from my person that comes and watches my dogs when I go to work in the morning. She's just deathly sick.
Oof.
So she gets to the house late. I get in here. Station's off the air. Okay. I get in. Everything looks right, except the on-air computer has not loaded today's schedule. I try to load it two or three times. No luck. So then I have to call the service number, and I did for the software company. Now, I never thought I'd get somebody at 5:45 in the morning, but I did. And we finally rectified that problem. I get on the air on time, a little disgruntled, and the Facebook Live feed is not working properly. So I've got to fix that. Mike, when it comes 9 o'clock normally, and I'm here till like 11:30, 12, when it comes 9 o'clock this morning, I'm going home.
Good for you.
All right, so now, but it actually started yesterday. the New York Giants named their new coach. And in some ways I admire it, in other ways I am shocked by it. And then I just settled down and say, well, I'm a New York Giant fan. I should be used to things like this by now. So the Giants hired Joe Judge as their next coach, 36-year-old, been with the Patriots for 8 years. Before that was with Nick Saban. Hey, you know, I guess you want to go out of the box and you're a four-win team. You want to go out of the box and try something different? I guess so, but I think this will be Gettleman's last move. I really do. I mean, he'll have to draft, but if this doesn't work out, there's no way that Gettleman can stay on.
I think they would have been better off getting Aaron Judge.
Well, somebody. Well, now it is what it is. I mean, oh gosh. Well, and then
I said when they kept the GM, next year's season's over already. This just solidified it. If you're a Giant fan today, you can't be happy.
Well, you put the best face on it you can, Mike, because you're a Giant fan. And, you know, but here's the whole thing. I'm old enough to go back when the Giants had 25 years horrible football and fans actually approached it and burned tickets. And then the Giants organization got together, and it's been a pretty good organization since then. Well, it's in a shambles now. The guy that they thought they were going to hire, Matt Rhule, Carolina, signed him to a 70 million deal. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. This guy's going to flop so bad in Carolina, it's not going to be funny.
Oh, well, we're going to see who's going to flop first and the worst. Will it be Rhule? One of them, both of them are going to flop. It's just to see which one falls first.
I hope I'm wrong, but that's the way I take a look at it, anyway. But I hope I'm wrong about that.
I mean, there was limits to who the Giants could have and should have hired, and they dragged their feet and lost the candidates that they should have gotten. So now they were forced to scrape the bottom of the barrel. So the Giants went probably as unknown as you can go. So they can say that they're taking a chance that when this thing blows up in their face, they can say, well, we took a shot and we were wrong. Not that they took an established coach and he failed. So the Giants kind of like gave themselves an escape clause by going this way. Because they know that there was nothing there for them, so they just rolled the dice.
Well, my post was, I hope he performs as well as Aaron Judge did his first year. That was my post. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it was pretty bizarre. Anyways, hey, you know something we didn't recognize the other day? Sam Weish passed away.
Who?
Sam Weish. Remember the coach, football coach?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They used to coach the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he died, I think it was Sunday.
No kidding.
Yeah, I always liked Sam Weich. He was really the first one that brought this high-speed, no-play offense back into the league many, many years ago.
Well, I didn't know he. I didn't see anything about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crow! I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah. Well, neither did I. But he passed away, and he was a good guy. Always a good guy. And came within a few seconds. You know, he managed, unfortunately, to play up against San Francisco when they were on their run in the Super Bowls. So that was an exciting game, but they lost it. So
too much time left for Montana.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So anything else going on in sports?
Yeah, Knicks lost again. Knicks lost again. The Islanders played the Devils last night. Devils wound up tying them. But in a pretty good overtime period with a lot of action, the Islanders scored, and the Islanders came away with 2 points last night against the Devils. So nothing different there.
Same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. Knicks lose, Devils lose, Islanders win. The Islanders are the only bright spot in New York right now.
Yeah, the Rangers are only playing 500 hockey.
Yeah, that's about all they are. They're nothing more than that.
Jeez. I tell you.
But the Islanders, they got a shot to make a little noise. Can they win a championship? I don't think so. You never know, but at least they're entertaining and they give you a little hope.
I tell you, we needed that NCAA championship football game this Monday.
Yeah.
I finally heard somebody complain about it on TV yesterday. I finally heard somebody say how foolish it is to have these teams wait around for almost 2 weeks to play.
I don't know what the reason is. I haven't heard a reason for it.
Just crazy. Just crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's way, way too long. They're extending this into when colleges start up again for the second semester. So I don't. Usually you hear them crying. Well, you know, they're students and they have to go to class. Well, they pushed this thing back so far. They're going back to class. So I don't understand what it is. It's not TV because there was nothing on Monday night anyway. So I don't know what the reason why the NCAA pushed this thing back 2 weeks.
And they're not going to play their best football because they haven't been playing football for 2 weeks.
They're rusty. They've played one game in over a month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, anyway, it is what it is. I always like to.
Unfortunately, it is what it is. Yeah. What's today's date? January what? 8th?
January 8th.
So we got what? About a month till pitchers and catchers?
I was going to say about 3.5-4 weeks to pitchers and catchers, and the NCAA has not played their championship game yet.
There you go. Yeah. Pitchers and catchers are real close to the Super Bowl this year.
Very close to the Super Bowl. It's almost like it's the next. What is the next thing? It is.
It is the next thing. Definitely.
It is crazy. It is crazy. Anyways.
Yes, sir.
So, anyways, that's the way of the morning. Anything else on sports or anything like that?
No, there's nothing else. I mean, you're not this weekend. You got the four games, the division championships. See how those play out this week with all the upsets last week, and that's about it. The Giants have their coach. Let's roll.
All right, and now the big Tom Brady watch and Bill Belichick watch begins. They'll both be back with New England next year.
I don't know if Brady will. He's asking for a lot of money, and I don't know if the Patriots are willing to give it to him.
They should because he deferred salary for all these things. Every time they asked him to keep his salary low so they could do something, he kept it low. And low in comparison to everything else. Let's put it this way: Tom Brady got paid less than Eli Manning, the guy from. There's six quarterbacks that were paid more than Brady last year. Six.
Here's the thing, though. The Patriots need a lot. Yeah. They're going to have to go spend some money. Is there going to be enough money to give Brady what he wants?
Yeah.
Will Brady come back for less if they get him the players that he wants? There's a lot of scenarios that have to play out there. I mean, if he's going to get X amount of dollars from the Patriots and that's going to inhibit them from making the team better, he's not going to get it. So it's a weird situation up there. They need a lot. They need a lot of offensive players, which they didn't have, which is why they lost. Brady made passes that people dropped. They ran wrong routes. They weren't the Patriots that they've been for the last 20 years because they don't have the personnel that they had. They have to go get the personnel, or else it's going to be the same scenario for Brady next year if he comes back up there, and he don't want that. So there's a lot of things that have to play out before Brady makes a decision on where he's going.
All right. With that being said, we'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here. Enjoy the cold, but it's going to be 65 on Saturday.
Okay, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.